is first up to bat. No batteries included and no strings attached. No holds barred, no time for move faking. Gots to get to loot so I can bring home the bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Short, dark, and handsome. Bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming. I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there. Yeah! Yeah. Head for the
border. Go. All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Another episode of Scenario. Matt, what's been up, my brother?
Living life, man. Recovering from these this weird midweek holiday. Strange. It's like living in limbo. When you have like a Tuesday holiday, and as I had Monday, I don't think I've went to go work anywhere since like last Wednesday. So I've just been here watching stuff happen, man, basically. So I'm chilling, man.
A lot of festivities and drinking?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's, you know how it is. You how, like, if you have a holiday, it's at the early part of the week, you off like that Friday, so you start. Well, I got off last Wednesday. So it's today, we're recording this on a Thursday. I haven't went up to go and work like in an actual building away from my home in 8 days. So it's just like I've just been in limbo. I don't know, it's all right. It's cool. I think I'm going to go to like Starbucks tomorrow though,
and just sit up with this
and just be around people. Yeah, something like that.
All right, we got my boy Brandon back from the class concert.
What's up?
A lot of people was having some comments about the romper episode.
I mean, yeah. What were the comments?
No, just people just like y'all wild, you know. He's like, oh, we was wild talking about the dudes and rompers in the Bow Wow situation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But everything you said about rompers is real. How would you feel if your daughter went out with a dude with a romper on?
I feel real bad.
You probably wouldn't feel bad because you didn't put her on game and not even bring him around you, right?
Nah, I would just feel like I raised the wrong period. Like,
everything you did. So you had to rip it away. The whole parenting period.
All bad.
Dang, not just one section, everything.
All of it. I did everything wrong.
Man, so yeah, no, 4th of July was eventful for me, so my car went out, so we get a new car. But I got my car I originally had bought, and my wife getting a new car. So
what y'all gonna push?
Oh no, it's finna be what she finna get. I'm getting my original car that I bought. I let her have it. I was like, man, I'll rock my old car until it fall off. And the wheels fell off last week. So
did the wheels literally fall?
Oh yeah, literally. I was literally driving, going to the liquor store, and both wheels start shaking. I was like, and I just turned right back around, went back, got put in the driveway. Like, nah,
man.
This is it. And it was old. It's got 496,000 miles I've had on it, man. I had it since college.
You said 496,000?
Mm-hmm. I had it in New York, had it in Iowa, Chicago.
You got
I was just saying, like, dude, no, I literally rolled that into the wheels, literally was going to fall off of that bad boy.
We may need to dig 6 feet and bury it. Yeah,
no, we can't even get this to nobody else. Like,
treat it kindly.
Yeah, man, there's so much involved in that car. I had to ride my wife everywhere this whole weekend, so I couldn't get away unless it was, like, late. Or anything, because it was like, all right, well, let me make sure she got a car or something.
Right.
So I was literally on family duty all 4. It was like being in prison, but not. It was like being on furlough. Like I can get out at like 9 and 10, and everybody already got their plans. That's why I was texting you, like, what you up to? Like, I was like, 9:13, like, I'm on furlough for this. What's going on?
Nah.
He's like, I'm in Oakland. I'm like, God damn, man.
Yeah, boy was in the Bay.
How was the Bay Area, man?
Oh, man, you know, I never had an unpleasant time in the Bay, man. San Fran and Oakland and all surrounding cities have done me, my boys, and all of our friends very well. So it was a good time.
So this is a good first topic. I text you about me and my boys. We got a group chat with all, like 15 of my boys from college. And me and my one boy, we went back for like 30 minutes because we were talking about the NBA free agent draft, free agents. And we're like, where would you want to go if you was just a free agent? And we were saying, like, if you're just a single bachelor, just kicking it, trying to be around nice-looking women and quality women and quality fun around women.
Well, Utah, of course.
Salt Lake, baby, right there.
Yeah. I mean, call me Jazz.
No, I was saying Miami. You know, he was saying L.A.
I would say the Bay.
If you're a single dude, you're 23, 24 years old. And you was going not for the city. I'm talking about just the women and the atmosphere of the women.
The Bay,
Milwaukee.
You're gonna throw Oklahoma in there? Yeah, yeah. No, I already already
come up in Oklahoma.
No, I can come up Oklahoma. Your rationale is that you're close enough to Chicago that you ain't too far.
No, my rationale is being the biggest possible fish in the smallest possible pond on earth. I don't care.
Okay,
they will come and find you.
I was saying you top 15 players, so you a big fish every pond at this point. I was saying Miami.
Why?
Because I was saying that basically Miami is going, you got smaller per capita, finer women. I was like, LA's so spread out, you got to be on the scene to be able to get some. You could just ride on South Beach and get on some women in Miami. Plus all the strip clubs. Now, I'm talking about you, a 23-year-old dude that's wilding.
Well, I mean, we'll see. All right. Well, give me like a handful of teams. Like, say I'm a free agent.
Oh, we were saying Miami, Houston. No,
say I'm a free agent, small forward.
Mm-hmm.
In today's
don't
NBA.
Think, no organizations. Do not keep the organizations. Don't think organizations.
I have to think it because that's the only way I can
you're
limit 22, this.
23, though. You don't
I can only
down.
Limit this question down to teams that are actually bidding for my services. So
no, I was
I'm
saying,
a,
okay,
creation.
If you started the whole league and we redrafted, you could take a sign.
No, I don't want to answer that question. No, I want to answer this question. So I want to have a
but
certain...
But then you don't want organizations.
I want to have...
All
right, so if you had Gordon Hayward's decisions to make just right
Gordon
now...
Gordon Hayward went to Boston. That was the best decision he made in this whole life.
But Miami was right there.
But,
was go, to get
Bo- but Gordon Hayward, Boston is his Miami.
But if you're... whatever. They've loved black guys for 20 years now.
No,
that's
no,
over
but
with.
Gordon Hayward is
but
his Larry Bird.
But they... But so you've got those options. You've got going back to Utah, which you paid your dues, and you've
so
gotten
saying,
out of there.
So you said you played...
Then you can go to Miami and live the life, or you can go to Boston and ball out, or you going to Miami still, no matter
is
what.
If I'm Gordon Hayward as a white guy, no, I'm going to Boston.
If you are yourself, and you have
I'm
Gordon
going to
Hayward's options,
going to
you're going to Miami over going
yeah,
to Boston?
Yeah.
I'm going to Boston.
I'm going to Miami, man.
I'm going to Boston.
The Bay.
You just gonna sign a smaller contract to go.
He gonna be Nick Anderson. I'll take $450K. Sir, we're trying to give you $32 million. I'll take $450K. This isn't the first dollar I've made. I'll be all right. I'm going to the Bay. Don't talk to me like a little dog again.
I was saying, and then he was. I was saying that the most best professional cities for women was like Atlanta and DC.
I mean, here's the thing. What women are we talking? Are we speaking on strictly black women?
We're talking strictly black women.
What about, can we do black women who dabble in other things, like their daddy, their grandfather might have been from China, their mother might have been Mexican, but we're still saying
that. Yeah, that's all up for divorce.
Yeah, it's a little...
They
have a hell of a slice of diversity.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I just found out. I don't mean to change the subject.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's on something I just said. You know that I just found out that the only reason why Mexican is pejorative is because... people use that to describe individuals that aren't necessarily from Mexico, but you could be from like anywhere in South America or Honduras.
So basically, if you're Hispanic,
like if you're from the Latino speaking community, from Spanish speaking community,
just call you Mexican.
No, but people do it. I'm saying you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, not at all. Right.
Yeah, but I just assume. So that's why there's like a negative slant on it. So like if you you know, if you're from Central America, people still call you Mexican, and that's it. So
and you could be Panamanian.
I just found that out.
Really? You didn't know that?
Well, I mean, Mexican is, like, I didn't think it was a bad thing.
Yeah, no,
I
mean, it is.
A dope place
yeah,
to go,
Puerto Ricans are getting mad at you. Oh, no.
So let's go back. So
yeah,
we're
so,
talking about you. It's like
it was
black.
Two different separate questions. One was, like, you just kicking and you just balling on some just debauchery, what city you want to be in, and if you was trying to find a chick you trying to settle down with that's about her hustle and about her paper, what city would you be in?
Bay.
I mean, no. The Bay could be both. The Bay could be both. I was saying DC, Atlanta, for your concentration of chicks that I was kind of doing. Houston, maybe.
I mean, okay, DC and Atlanta are great. I've spent a lot more time in Atlanta than I have in DC. But I will say that, you know, you go around in either, and you start seeing similar people, similar minded people, like. You can't quote me on saying the circle's small in D.C. I just know that I've been there enough where there's an overlap of the same places that black people generally go. Atlanta's the same way. But when you're in the Bay, you see, you can be
in Oakland
or the city. You can be anywhere. Yeah. And then you get a whole different vibe with a whole different set of people. And, you know, if everybody that lives out there is somewhat... If you live in the city proper or you live in Oakland... then you're not poor. So you're dealing with at least some modicum of success.
Yeah.
So, the Bay.
Okay.
The Bay, man.
I mean, I love the Bay too. I ain't gonna front. I love the Bay.
Man. Memphis.
Big fish, small pond, huh?
Charlotte wouldn't be bad.
Charlotte wouldn't be bad.
New Orleans wouldn't be bad.
Even though I think New Orleans should have no team, but that's a whole other.
They got one, though.
I know.
New Orleans, maybe. Honestly, I'd want a team back to Seattle. I'd go live
I'd go live in Seattle.
If I was a free agent in the NBA and everybody came calling, I'd go to Seattle first.
And just be like, y'all need to build a team here?
I'm saying if they had a squad, like I would be up there. Yeah. I'd be like, put me in the expansion draft. I will go live in Seattle.
Yeah. You know what?
You can make your money. You can make your money.
How many cats going to be like, go
ahead. You can make your money twerk for you.
Go ahead and put me on non-protected.
Right.
And it's a fantastic city.
Oh, it's a fantastic city. Seattle's a great city.
But when we're talking, the conversation started, we're talking about African Americans. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Toronto?
I would definitely go to Toronto. Definitely go there.
Toronto's a good
one. I've been to all these places we talked about.
What would be the worst cities? Magic's
name. Salt Lake.
Yeah, all that. Milwaukee. Memphis.
Indianapolis. Basically,
Detroit. Detroit. I didn't have some fun in Detroit. Dude.
Me too. But at the end of the day, we're talking about. I'm looking at this as through the eyes of my professional lens as well.
So
I'm
not just. You got to put Cleveland up in there then too.
I'll go play with LeBron.
We talking about just the women.
See, I told you, I'm looking at this through my lens of my professional life too. Like, if I'm hanging out with LeBron, I guarantee you he's going to be able to show me the pathways of life that I have not seen. See, I'm looking at this through the lens of being able to get some action in.
Okay. Philadelphia, would that be in
there? Yeah, there's a lot of young cats on that team. Philly's a nice town to have a good time, and you can get everywhere real quick.
It's true.
I'm down to go
Knicks,
to the East Coast.
Play for the Knicks?
Yeah, why not? Oh, yeah. If I can play in Madison Square Garden and walk out when I get off work every day, I'm in Times Square. Yeah, I'm down for that. I can definitely do that. There's not too many cities in the NBA that you really send me to, and I'd be like, I don't want to.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be too far. But it'd be like.
Karl Malone?
Yeah, that's not the best example. That's what a brother want to be when he come around. No.
Sean Stevenson, I heard he was wilding out there too.
Yeah, I know, and he got the hell up out of there too.
As soon as
Salt Lake City ain't meant for it. That's the most ridiculous sports city.
Yeah, that makes no sense with them having a team. I don't care. I don't think they should have a team, period. All right, let's get into the main topic before we get into the 187 proof liquor tournament.
Yeah, I got to. I'm looking forward to this.
So I mean, do we want to comment on this Rob Kardashian shit?
I don't really know what to say. I've started to realize something here as I've moved further and further into my mid-30s.
That you don't give a fuck.
That I am so far removed from so many things that a lot of people know a lot about, because I don't hardly do anything on social media except for put up things that are going to make me more money down the road.
Pertaining to you, that's how.
I most certainly do not watch these shows on TV. So if they're talking about all these people and I have to Google search them to find out. So I'll give this from an outsider's perspective. Somebody who has no horses in any race or anything like this. It sounds like it's, once again, another case of the Kardashians playing outside of they lymphs. It's a white dude that's dating a hip hop black chick that's letting it fly within the community and for the community, and he can't deal with it because he wifed her, and now he's stuck with her because he put a kid in her.
For the community, that's a great.
Stop doing that. Like, stop dealing with chicks that are outside of your means long term.
Like, what kind of dude could lock down Black China and like she wouldn't be on shit?
Old dirty bastard.
And he's not living.
I mean,
exactly.
But that's not really the problem with the story. The problem
and he put out the news and shit too, though.
Bitch ass cats who are too emotional.
So that's basically what I was saying, but you know.
Yeah, but it's like the only problem with this story is that this woman sends this dude some pictures that I'm assuming that she wanted to be in private.
I'm assuming.
We can make that assumption. Yeah. Like, I understand that I don't follow her like enough to know. I'm assuming she's an Instagram store,
she's
a star.
She's
okay. So she sends this guy some pictures. They have a kid together. he finds out she's cheating on him. And so he blasts the pictures out. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, it blasts those pictures and a whole bunch of, like, her surgery.
So the only problem with that whole story, because people get together, they have kids together, some people cheat. Before they cheat, some women send pictures, some guys send pictures, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Pictures get sent. Photos are sent.
Yeah.
And then the relationship goes away. It has its demise. The moment that he decided to become emotional and make pictures public to everyone that she did not send those pictures to, that's the problem with the story.
Yeah.
That's the whole problem. Like, nothing that she did is... she cheats on the dude. So what? Like, that happens.
Yes.
That's part of the game.
I'll put it this way. I have a personal art gallery from over the years that ain't never coming out.
It shouldn't.
Never coming out, because that's just... To me, I was raised to respect the game and the rules under which it was played when things happened. So, like, I'm not gonna be out here after the fact acting any way I didn't while the go-down was going down.
My thing is, how you around all your other sisters getting these niggas, and you ain't got no game pick. You ain't picked up no game for none of this.
I mean, again, this dude's in the world that have no game. All I'm saying, man, is, like,
you gotta be in you, not on you.
Yeah, you just can't be emotional when shit falls apart enough to, first of all, break the law. And let's just talk about it for real.
Yeah, like, that's. I mean, you're the lawyer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the statute is out there. I don't know how they treat it. I'm assuming they're in Cali.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a violation of statutes in the majority of states, where, you know, you can't revenge porn somebody or revenge, like, you can't.
So she has a case though on this.
Like, what would be her? Would be the state or brand?
What they
case.
Said. I read a thing saying that she don't.
Yeah.
So if you
because
if
she.
You were,
because she went on there liking the pictures and doing all that stuff, and basically...
And I don't know the ins and outs of that, but I don't...
But if you were her, if you, Black China said, called him Brandon, can you take this case, would you be like, I'm going to take this case?
I would refer to somebody, because I don't want to deal with Black China, Rob,
you'd be like, fuck it, huh? I'll just give my referral,
yeah,
I'll post
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm good on that, but yeah, man, I mean, it's definitely actionable. Like, you can sue anybody for anything. I feel like... You can find some jury members that feel sorry for her. Maybe a couple of old men who are going to be like looking at her like,
with the cockhead or that.
Right. But nah, man, that's sad though. You know, I mean, relationships fuck up and people get emotional about them. Things happen. But man,
like,
you
I don't
can't
get
do that.
It. So I read a lot of this stuff because people was like, y'all better talk about it. So basically, T.I. jumped in and said something. And then he responds saying, yeah, I heard that you had a threesome with my girl and stuff. Why you do that? Like, basically, like, I heard what you did. I'm like, that's supposed to embarrass him? Like, I'm trying to figure out.
That shit's dope.
That's all about. I'm like, good looking. Like, I'm trying to think, when is this supposed to be an embarrassment?
Yeah, that shit's dope.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, it's like, yeah, I know you and Tiny had a threesome with my girl and stuff. Tiny was involved in that. Is that why? Now you better change it up.
It would be dope in another circumstance. Dog, I don't know.
We talked about this when we was at the Christmas.
I don't know. Matt, you weren't there. I don't know if there was a time in my life.
Well, you
let's keep it 100. Like, we all dabbled our toe in some shit that we shouldn't have dabbled our toes in. For sure.
Yeah.
I've got some people that I'm like, I don't need anybody else to know about that. Mm-hmm. And I'm good on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there was a time at my weakest moment of just, or whatever moment that I was like purely just running around, just doing the most, where Tiny, not Tiny from Escape, Tiny taking the Escape away from her, because Tiny would have got it.
Yeah, back when in the
group. Off the hook, Tiny would have got
it.
But Tiny not on off the hook. And I'm not even saying post. I'm saying during. If she wasn't in Escape, I don't know what I would have hit.
But if she's in Escape.
Oh, shit. I'm fucking all them. The big one, Candy. I'm fucking all them. That second album they had is like the one Jermaine Dupri did the whole.
Yeah, that one's a dope ass. That's a classic album. It's better than the first.
Because at that time, I'm in high school, so I'm fucking.
Yeah.
Like, that's all. That's all she wrote. But I don't know. Like, I don't know that Tiny's just. I feel like she must have a friend who looks better than her. I want the friend. I'm going to put y'all on Tiny.
So you saying So you said if you met her, you would like be cool with knowing, hoping you know that her friends gotta look better than her.
Yeah.
Like I'm gonna get cool with her because I know it's gotta, yeah, so you like it's gotta be something better. Let me get cool with her to get to the other friends.
Yeah, dog. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think nah man. Can't do it.
Yeah, so everybody was like, I was like, my thing is like, why didn't I did all this Kardashian shit, man. I just need that shit to be over, man.
I mean, they're a monster now. They're not going to be over.
Yeah, I mean, I know that, you know.
It's not going anywhere, so, I mean, you can just come join me over here just not even acknowledging that it's going on. I just don't even, I'm aware of the fact that they're out there. I don't really think that was ever meant for me in my market, either way it went.
Yeah, we got tapped out of that.
I don't really think there was any point in my time like this is the wave to me. I want to know what these chicks are doing. Like, no, I'm good.
Y'all think Kim K's bad?
I'm a fan of Natural more than so I think, you know, her and her Ray J days, which I'm not 100% sure she was Natural then, but she was more than what she is now. She's an attractive woman, man. I mean, people hate on her just because they're haters. I mean, you can't look at her and say she's not at least an attractive woman.
Yeah, she's definitely.
What's her little thick ass sister that's all faked up? Kylie.
Kylie.
Yeah, she's banging too.
Yeah. She's the baddest one on all of them on the low.
You know what? I hate to agree with you.
And she's only 19 too. I know that.
I know she's all fake.
Yeah.
But
fake lips, fake everything.
But it came together real nice. Right.
That doctor did it right.
Real nice.
Yeah, and he was like, "Come on, I spent all this money on her plastic surgery, and I just bought her a brand new Ferrari and a Lamborghini." And
like, how does that help you?
Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, is anybody supposed to, like, people would be sympathetic to you? Like, man, I feel bad for you, G.
That's
like,
shit women do. Like, you stop fucking with them, and it's on their mind all the time. That's some female shit. I'm not trying to be sexist, but yeah. I don't have. Maybe because my friends know I'm not interested. I don't have too many friends who like their girlfriends or wives divorce when girlfriends break up with them and they whine to me every day. So I'd be like, dude, man.
Oh, I'm gonna do how that conversation would go. Dog, I don't know, man. It just didn't work out. She left me. Ah, dog, that's fucked up. So you trying to go drink or?
Right.
Right.
Like,
excuse
my friend, you trying to get on these hoes or what?
Right. Like, what are you saying? Like, what is that?
What is this? What's this gonna be like? I had this conversation with a chick before. I said, without a doubt, dudes, when they break up with a chick, they really care for her. They already know either they're going to talk to their mama, who may or may not have liked her in the first place, or they're going to have to deal with that shit on their own because you are not calling up your homeboy and being like, more than maybe your absolute most accommodating homeboy will give you much more than about 3 to 5 minutes of discussion about this. Because otherwise, at that point, it's like,
I got a homeboy right now getting divorced, found out his son wasn't his son. Oof. Named after him.
You might get that little dude a shoulder.
No. But I'm going to tell you how gangster it was, though. He's like, I was like, man, you good? He's like, nigga, get through it. And then I was like, but it was like a solemn moment. And it wasn't like he was crying, but it was like, you felt him. And he was like, man, you coming up for this Bulls game or something? I'm coming up for this preseason game in October. Yeah, I'm on it. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to get the tickets. And that was it. Like, and I know he was fucked up about it, you know what I'm saying? Because we talked about, you know, him getting divorced. But, like, the dude has found out his kid when his kid is to be 2 years old.
Yeah, I think I make an exception for that.
Yeah. And he still was, like, he still kept a decorum, though, about it. Like, I know, I mean, we talking about shit, and we kind of keeping it playful but serious at the same time. Because I ain't trying to have no ball out with him.
How old was his son?
Just two.
He's two. So what do you do in that situation?
Yo, I told him, I don't even know what I would do, G. I don't even get, no, he was like,
what would you do?
Man.
Yo, 2 years old, so he's not making like for real.
No. And it's the fucked up part. She came out with it though in court. They both lawyers too though. So she came out on court though on some shit like, cause he played a, cause he told me one time, cause he made a play cause he was trying to get child support cheap. You probably noticed from being a lawyer. He was like, shit, I put it because the both kids are straight up front to try to. He said just to put an emotion in real quick, just on some tactical shit. He said it wasn't like to do nothing, it was really just to put an emotion in. And she came out and said, well, I've had a 5-year affair or whatever, though, that kid ain't yours.
And then they did the testing and all that. So don't try to avoid it.
Yeah, what do you do? What I do?
So we're talking about a 2 year old. Is two going
and
on
named
three?
Named after me too.
Two going on three or just turned two?
He just been a turn two.
Oh, so he's not even like really chopping it up with him yet. They just making like some good noises, putting some sentences, like trying to bring some words together, but not really.
But it's because he's got an older daughter though, that's her little brother, and it's like
Fuck her. I'm talking about
what he do.
Like, you have financial commitment for the rest of your life to someone else's son who you bonded with for...
Well, no, he's off the books on that. He got off the book. He don't have to pay child support.
Yeah, but if you're going to be in his life, I mean, you're going to still be...
He said he not, though. He's like...
I mean, he's not. So then we...
No, know. He's like, his verbatim text is, fuck no.
I said,
you got to pay for it, because I know within a marriage, like, if a child's conceived within a marriage, you still need to be on the books. He's like... Fuck no! That was his response to the text message.
I feel like you got to be in kindergarten to make that jump with you.
Yeah, because he got an old daughter that's 4.
I feel like if it's a kid in kindergarten that I bonded with for 5 years, I feel like I'm still being that kid's life.
Yeah,
I think kindergarten is my maybe 4 year old, maybe. But 2 year old,
it's 2 year old. But he was like, man, on the real, I feel like a damn ghost.
What you
got to
say? I don't care if that motherfucker's 11.
You off the books? That's it. He off the books. You off the books?
Check this out. Damn, motherfucking kid. That kid run a tab on that ass. You could have bought a Ferrari for your goddamn self. Fuck Black China. You could have bought a Ferrari for your goddamn self. Raising up that kid that ain't yours on little fucking hamburgers and summer camp alone. Not I.
Can you get back on that? Could he get back money for all that stuff he did?
Man, I don't know. Cause I don't do a lot of money work.
He really just, like, I just want this shit to be over with about this game.
Yeah, man, how much back shit? It's not like he was making monthly payments to it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you a little bit more deeper stuff, you know, out there, like, we'll have more about, like, how the legal thing went. But he was like, duh. I feel like the ghost face song, you ain't got to give me back like that. He's like, I'm one of the most clean nigga in these streets. But damn, you ain't got to give me your back like that.
My point. So this is the type of thing that women do. That was an emotional response to some shit that he was trying to do. And that's expected. Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, she was like, yo.
But if he met her there and did the equivalent, then that's some old punk shit. Yeah. So, you know. So back to your boy, Rob K. That's some old punk
shit. Yeah, so you saying, what would I do in that situation?
Well, I would encourage him to do the right thing.
I mean, no, because...
Get the fuck out of that situation.
Well, I'm not going to front. I may...
Have a kid that's like
I may
15
have
that's not that you just found out about. Are we serious?
Maybe.
Ah, damn, dog. I'm being funny.
No, I'm just saying. No, I do. I may have a kid that might be around 14, 13, because I get some money to some sperm to the bank when I live in New York that'll help pay the rent off 1 month, so... Is it possible?
No, you got a kid.
I mean, it might have dropped off. You know,
you got a kid running around, dog.
Maybe they don't. All of them don't get used.
Nah, that's the ones that you probably don't want to get used. That's you. That's.
You I was 23 years old, man. I was, you know, I got laid off. It was hard out there in New York, man. I got me
a little nephew running around New York.
What would you do, man, in this situation? You got a 2 year old. You got a 2 or 3 year old.
If I ran around and said I had a 2 year old, I'd immediately know what part of my phone to go to and ask some questions about, like, how exactly is this happening? Who's
no,
this?
No, no. I'm talking about you find out that it ain't yours, though, after you think it's yours.
Uppercuts and haymakers. Pure uppercuts, too. Like them body joints. Like Andre Ward was hitting up.
Oh, but best believe I'm milking it out with the lady stuff.
Nah, you gotta find your god sister and go fuck her up, though. You gotta have a cool god sister.
Some girls go jump her.
I'm not gonna actually.
I got my god sister. I don't need no girls.
I'm not gonna hit a chick myself. First of all, that'd be completely unfair.
Yeah.
But I mean, it would be. Yeah, you gotta get. You have to. Somebody's gotta bring the wreck to you. I don't care if it's the Nancy Kerrigan, or if it's the. I don't care what it is. Somebody getting thrown over a pool table on the other side of that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's such. You, I mean, I got homeboys that went through that. Like, that's a whole. You messing with a cat's psyche. You just you just playing the game raw like that. That's malicious intent. And if you fuck up, I can deal with you fucking up. Because Lord knows I probably have beforehand myself. So it's probably just, you know, karma coming back around. But if you maliciously do something like that, oh, no. No. Absolutely not. All this stuff, all these scenarios, this Rob Kardashian mess, not me. Even if you dumb that type of activity down to my tax bracket and me spending money on you and you pop up and do something like that, oh, no, that's not going to fly. That's absolutely not going to fly. What do you say? The chick, like, send them a video of another chick in their bed? Another dude in their bed?
No, with her, kissing her. They was kissing each other.
Like, bruh. Yeah. Like, bruh.
And then he had a robe on in his bed.
Right. That type of activity is not tolerated.
No, that's a lack of respect for you, period, though. Like,
I agree.
Like even if you're going to like you said, cheating is whatever. But like you saying fuck me. You gonna let the nigga wear my robe and shit, and you know what I'm saying, like, and you gonna send me the video you kissing the nigga? Like, you must not think it can't go down then.
Yeah, but still though.
That's lack of respect.
Still.
What do you mean?
I mean, what she did was.
No. I'm still not gonna release the. I wouldn't release that stuff. Like, yeah. Still, like, but I'm saying, but that shows how much she don't respect you in the general.
Oh, you can do that in the first place.
Yeah.
You knew that off the jump. Like, you thought.
No, you
knew
that. No, not at all. She was a tiger before.
Somebody.
So you know how she get down.
Somebody gonna die, bro.
What would you do, B? And find the kid was too mad at you when you were.
I mean, I'm clear. Kindergarten's my cutoff.
Oh, so if it was six, it was a 6 year old.
6 year old, I'll still be in his life or her life. I'm not gonna be like, I mean, we're not making like monthly payments.
Like, I'll take the Six Flags and stuff.
It'll be big brother, little brother. Like, I'll be that dude for you. But like two.
Would you let him call you pops?
Nah, hell no.
What, he even call you pops? He's 6-7 years old. He even calling you dad.
Change of vernacular.
Do you tell him, hey man, I'm not your dad? Like, how do you have that conversation?
Let me tell you two things that aren't true. Santa Claus and me being your dad.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
Santa Claus might be slightly more likely.
It's way more close possibility being true.
Santa Claus and me being your daddy, buddy, because we 99-something% positive that I ain't it.
There's a percent chance that Santa Claus may exist.
Yep.
Dang, so you just break them down like that? Like,
hey man, listen, dog.
You take him like Dave and Buster's or something, like, gonna play games or something, then on the ride home. No, like,
I think that's a talk in the park, man. Cause when you wasting Dave and Buster money, you either setting them up for failure by letting them have fun and then ruining his night, or
you setting up a failure like having his event, right. His night being messed up.
Right.
Going,
so it's like, man, we can go to this boring ass park. We can just walk and talk.
I don't want to do that.
Hold on, man. What do you do then with a 7-year-old who's going to call you dad?
I mean, when I remember when I was 7, me and my dad wasn't just walking around the park talking.
But this is a business situation. This is
he's
this
looking
is
real, like a business.
This is a real conversation. Your dad didn't have to tell you that he wasn't your dad.
Yeah. No, he didn't have to.
So you can't have had that situation. Right.
Yeah, but I mean, we can do it a little bit. I think it a little bit better. But I mean, like, I'm not going to take my kid out to Creed Court Park and just walk around the thing and be like, hey, guess what? I don't know who is, but I ain't your daddy.
Listen, man. Sometimes, hey, with your boys, life is harsh. You know? What you going
to
do?
Take the kid out to get a drink.
Is it a different conversation, boy or girl, though?
Take the kid out to get a drink, because life about to get hard.
Boy or girl. Nah, same situation, because I'm trying to absolve myself of responsibility. At that time, it's not about y'all.
It's about me. All of y'all have said fuck this little girl. Damn, y'all got no motherfucking heart.
I'm Snoop Dogg and Baby Boy.
Hey, the trigger got no heart.
Both of y'all got kids, man, so y'all have a concept of what a 7-year-old is. A 7-year-old might as well be an 18-year-old to me. I look at it all the same. They all are kids.
And oh, all my God. Kids. Y'all motherfuckers is like, yo. I'm trying to install myself as fast as possible.
I'm not as bad as Matt. I said kindergarten. Kindergarten, I'll still be in your life.
He said 15. This motherfucker is...
You off to a good start when you're 15. Yeah, by the time you're 15, I'm giving you the tools to succeed. It's just all about what you need to do.
So So you didn't gave him already. You gave him the keys already.
Yeah. I mean, it's like by the time I was 15, I basically had the framework about how things was going.
Yeah, just imply.
Yeah, I just had to follow through and not fuck it up at that point. But by the time I was 15, it was kind of like, oh, okay, I know what I should do, what I shouldn't do, where I should be, what I shouldn't be doing. Like, I mean, I think you probably throw a kid into the worst dilemma if he's like 10 or like 11. Because, yo, I don't even remember being 6. Like, I'm aware that it happened.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
What grade? Oh, no, first grade.
That might as well have been third grade. Like, it's all, like, the same thing to me. Yes. Like,
I don't understand that, dog.
Yeah, oh, that was, I've done a lot to my memory.
<That's true. laughs> All right. So, yeah. I mean,
y'all. I'm saying you got to be in kindergarten. Not the summer before.
You found out in August.
Hey, you ain't arrived in kindergarten, nigga.
Basically, what he's saying is, if you can't take naps to school no more, I'm walking out on you. I'm talking about fully sanctioned set up naps. I'm
bringing out the cots. Yeah. If y'all bringing out the cots, then you all good. You get over it.
That's got to be a tough ass conversation, though. Look at your kid and be like, check this out.
But it's not your kid, so it's not tough for you.
In your mind, though, you identify with this child as being yours. Now you got to beef with the mama, but you.
That's what I'm saying. Though. That's what I'm saying. Y'all make this a business decision with, I think, and with a 7-8 year old. Like, yeah, check it out, man. I'm not gonna be coming around no more.
I'll tell you what I do. All right, now listen to me. Some things have happened. Some things have changed.
Shit.
I'm moving to Utah to play for the Jazz. So I got to go out there. It's what's best for business. So I'm not going to be around anymore. But you can see me on TV. Just turn on TV every time the Jazz on, and you will see me. The Jazz are never on TV. The Jazz are never on TV. Especially since Gordon Hayward left. They're never going to be on TV.
Ever again.
So at least you're giving them some hope at that point or another. And they can say, oh, yeah, this is what my old dude doing. He ain't doing this game. My old dude play for the Jazz.
But see, these kids got like tablets and everything. Let's watch a game real quick.
I look at that chick and say, check this out. I would give you $1,000 a year if you create me on that video game when you buy it.
Before you let them have it, you create me.
I will give you, yourself, $1,000 a year. This is the easiest $1,000 you're going to get offered to you all year. You don't have to suck. You don't have to, you don't have to do anything. Just put me on that game.
On every NBA
game. You can scan your face on it and everything. I will send you a face to put on that player. And just make him believe I'm in the NBA. I'll be retired by the time he get too old, and then I just won't come back. I'll just still be in Salt Lake City. I moved to Lake Tahoe.
But did he see you at the mall or something?
Yeah, he probably fuck around and see me at the mall. No, it's not me. I'm his brother.
No, it's not me.
I'm his brother Mike. I'm your uncle. I don't have to come around.
So y'all just be like, fuck this little nigga.
What would you stick it out?
No, I'm not saying I
okay, all right. Because
there was
a lot of y'alls and a lot of, I felt like there was admonishing going on.
I probably might try to get some back shit too, though. I probably try to pull out some receipts and some bank receipts and shit. And like, I didn't pay for some clothes. I just try to be ignorant with them on the back end. Mm-hmm. I just try to tie up in court as long as I could.
We're going to call it D. Robbie K.
Oh shit, nah, I ain't in public. But I'm gonna tie you up in court.
You're gonna be on Instagram straight wilding. Like, you have one of them Facebook stats. You ever seen one of them Facebook stats that got hella likes? And you'd be like, uh-oh, they must have said something crazy.
Really? They must have said some real shit.
You read it and you'd be like, I seen that the other day. The chick was going off on her baby daddy for being a baby daddy. And you got family arguing with people commenting on there. And
oh, so it was back and forth?
Oh, it was ugly. It was ugly. Like, I just looked at it and I was like, damn, this is fucking gruesome. I was like, this is why I'm on Facebook, right here. Not for me to type stuff up and put up pictures and stuff. This is so I can see in my mostly drama-free life that other people got some seasoning on and shit out of here.
All right, let's get into it, fellas. The 187 proof. Got the money from the peach, breakfast, strawberry here. Jack and Juice said Mickey wouldn't survive. But Mickey was slick, he had a Coke 45. And now he's wondering how he got the word. It was the neighborhood rhino Thunderbird. You wonder how the murder rap got so much juice. It was 187 proof. Check it out.
You gotta explain this concept.
Turn it bracket.
I'm gonna have a clove while we do this.
Damn. He pulling them out. Clothes.
Don't mind me.
We got any liquor? We might as well take a little shot of something since we gonna do the bracket, you know. Somebody said that they will pay for us the winner of the bracket. I was like, I don't know about this.
Okay. Well.
No, because it can end up being a third of her or something.
I'm not drinking that, though.
Absolutely not happening. Are you saying that you would not drink Thunderbird?
Not at this point, no.
You mean this point in the night?
This point in life.
Oh, man.
You drink Thunderbird right now in your life?
Dude, listen. All three of us have been in a room where I know Thunderbird could go down. And in recent, all three of us have been in a space where I'm 100% sure that I could have not, I would not have had to convince you to do a shot.
You probably would have had to convince me to do a shot, and then that shot ended up being Thunderbird. Now, if you introduced it as such,
I would have said, Matt, this is Thunderbird, let's drink it slowly and sip on it like professionals. And see, you would have said, you know, I was just thinking about
you this. Would have, see, that's like coming up and saying, Matt, I want to introduce you to this girl. I used to savage her back in the day, but that's back in the day. We're here to focus on today. And I'd be like, damn. like, that's a hell of a way to introduce a chick right there. Same thing as taking a bottle out and being like, this bottle is Thunderbird.
Man, Thunderbird.
You just poured up three glasses of something that's better than anything on this list.
Yeah, because ain't nothing close to nothing on this. Well, some of them are some high quality stuff.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Alright, so we got four regions.
Here's the premise of what we're doing. Following on the heels of the national jerry curl bracket,
which is Brandon is still upset about.
I'm not happy about it either.
Some bullshit.
I'm not happy about it either.
Stoney Jackson.
Like, Stoney Jackson, I've complained about this already.
We're not going to start again. But on the heels of that wildly successfully ridiculous bracket that came together.
Like ridiculously successful for no reason.
Yeah, it was both ridiculously successful and successfully ridiculous at the same time. It was time for another bracket. So I said, what is something that you can truly, truly see the measure of a person within other than their choice of alcohol throughout the various stages of their life? So we decided to put together the 187 proof, 32 alcohol bracket battle royal that's about to happen here. We're going to have this up. Where are we going to post this at?
It's going to be on the same thing, Play Buzz.
Okay.
You're going to put in 187 proof tournament on there, or and the link will be in the show notes.
Yeah, and it'll be on my Facebook page too.
I'm going to get the class.
Yeah, yep.
Okay. It'll be on the Clash. I'm going to pin it to the top of my Twitter feed. Like, it's going to be there. It's going to be there for a while. I'm going to have to get rid of like an amazing tweet that I've got at the top of that of
you
my
can bring
Twitter
it back,
thing
though.
Too. Oh, can I?
After you unpin it, you can go back and pin it.
Well, it's really far away from where I.
You can search your own. You can search your own thing.
Oh, that's something else, huh?
Yeah, just
I might not want to do that. But
that's how people be catching people up on old tweets.
Oh, wow!
You can go to somebody's actual page and then search like if they talk about anything on their page.
Oh, that's too much. They need to undo that. That feels like watchdog stuff. but anyway, though, there's things I said in 2010 or so probably could keep me from realizing the full potential of my career.
Yeah.
But anyway, we've got four different brackets that we're going to break this through. Four different, I shouldn't say brackets, four different categories that this is going to go through. High class, corner store struggle, beers and spirits / malt liquor, and hood classics. So this is going to be the areas in which we're going to break these all down in. We'll revisit this, we'll come back around to them, but we're going to have this up tomorrow. When does voting start? Well, you can't even get into the bracket right now, so it's going to be up. It'll be up. It will be there when it needs to be there.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's start with, where do we want to start at? This is, and once again, this is seeded. So this is seeds 1 versus seed 8 versus seed 4 versus, what is that? What? Oh, I lost it.
4, 5,
3, 6, and 2, 7.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get into it. Let's get it started. High class. The number one seed in the high class bracket is Ciroc?
Ciroc.
You're going to have to read it because you got the bracket
Ciroc.
In front
yep.
of you.
Ciroc.
Okay. And it's taking on.
Hold on. No. I put the wrong number there with that one. So we're going to move. It'll go against Bacardi Limon.
Okay. So Ciroc. Let's just do this. Let's talk about the alcohols in these brackets first, and then we can break out the brackets, and then people can decide for themselves. So in the high class bracket, we have Ciroc. We have Tanqueray, we have Grand Marnier, we have Patron, Cristal, Effin, Moet, and Bacardi Limon. And
Brandon, thoughts.
How, and before we do that, how a liquor gets into a high class thing is
it can actually be something that you wouldn't feel second, you wouldn't second guess in ordering, or at some point or another, a rapper talked about it with some esteem and prestige.
or you wanted to get on a woman and try to impress a woman, but you didn't know your liquors yet.
Or it's something that you spent way too much money in a booth that's already cost too much in a club.
So, D was at my house last week, and we had this conversation. By the way,
he wants to do a 60 and up.
I need to give you my idea as far as
this the 60 next and up bracket. He wants to do a 60 and up.
We'll talk about it later. But for right now, all right.
This 60 and up. Just keep that in your mind as a pinpoint.
I feel like, I mean, I'm always going to whiskey base. I love grandma. So, you know, high class is a lot on it for some of these, you know.
Well, no, this is fake high class. Like, when you, like, think you did.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. But, like, I think Grandma Ye, I would put Grandma and maybe Ciroc's good. I mean, there's, Patron is relatively good. I don't know. I feel like Grandma's the best one in this bag.
And mind you, the Tanqueray is regular Tanqueray. Not Tanqueray 10, not none of the stuff that's come out since then. We're talking about 1988 Tanqueray.
Yeah, like Tanqueray and Bacardi Limon are, they just remind me of college.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like every part of college.
There was a point in your life, though, where somebody brought through a bottle of Bacardi Limon. Oh, you'd be like, yo.
It was like somebody got their refund shit.
Yo, we on. Let's do it. Yeah. Like, I can remember a point in my life where that came through, and it was like, oh, we about to do it up.
I don't remember the last time I've had Bacardi Limon on the side, though.
Man, you know what sad is? I do.
I don't even remember the last time I've had it.
I had Bacardi Limon 2 weeks ago.
Oh, now see, my shit wasn't that recent.
I think I had a Bacardi Limon. No. It was Absolute. It was Absolute Citron.
Yeah, that's a little different.
That's a whole lot different. This is the person that says that he won't drink Thunderbird.
But you drink Absolute.
He's like that no vodka from Bacardi Limon.
I think about
that. My house faded. He's talking about something. He wouldn't be able to do a shot of Thunderbird.
I thought about the fact that it was a lemon flavored alcohol, and then I'm like, if I'm going to drink a lemon flavored alcohol. I mean, I drank a shit ton of Lime Absolute in the last 2 months.
Hey, Lime Absolute, damn.
It's pretty good.
Huh.
It tastes like a hard-ass 7-Up.
All right, Grandma Ye is my favorite in this.
I want to talk about some of these. I'm going to give some of these their individual. There was a point in time when Ciroc was cheap as hell. We got Ciroc right before Diddy jumped on that train and drove it through the roof. There was a time when Ciroc used to cost about $15 a bottle when it first was breaking through and getting its way up. Yeah. We used to buy Ciroc.
Grey Goose was the king then.
Yeah, Belvedere and Grey Goose was all you really wanted at that point.
I forgot about Belvedere.
Yeah. Exactly, and that's why it's not here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm only speaking the F and cucumber. That's the only F and I'll ingest. But I want to talk about Moet. Moet is one of the number one things ever purchased in life because some other nigga talked about it first.
That's the first bottle service is Moet. In a hood club.
What? Yeah, because Moet was...
Dude, that's when people was getting champagne bottles. They was just like, let me get 4 or 5 bottles of Moet. Like, that was the first drug
dealer. Jay-Z was rapping about Moet in 96.
I feel like, wasn't there a time when cats was like, bring out Alizé...
We'll get there.
But you thought the bottle service is like, not, like is the, it wasn't even a bottle service. It was just
right
like,
now.
I'm a drug dealer, I'm going to, let me get 6 bottles of Moet.
Time out. Excuse me. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm not from Kansas City. I'm from over here. But if you was in the club in Kansas City and Captain buying bottles of Alizé in the club,
you was doing something different.
You was in some spots that I know where they at, but I never want to go there.
Rep your city, dog. Hey, man.
Yeah, but I didn't think Captain was getting bottles of Alizé, though. I thought it was more like, I'm going through your 6 bottles of Moet and I'm taking them over in this table. Hey,
y'all on this side of the state are...
More bougie?
But want to be... y'all want to be another city and just be better. Us on that side of the state, we're very happy with our lives and just
being in small Oakland.
Yes, and getting the fuck in. So
I don't know, man, because I drank a lot of Tanqueray in the 90s too.
There's a reason why we're cool, man. Because you don't fit into this.
And there's a story about Grandma Ye too. One point in the college, we were driving down to LU. From Columbia, which is about 20-minute drive, 25-minute drive, and I drank half a bottle of Grand Marnier.
Did You didn't make it to the party, did you?
I woke up the next morning in a hotel room. I went to the party, though. I went to the party.
You don't remember it, though?
I remember. It was a good time. It was like a little outside party or something. I was like Michael Jordan in like 93 with the alcohol in those days. I couldn't be stopped. But Patron is another one of the things that just took off. That's why it's in high class. I want to know this. My question is, if we're going to do these brackets, we're going to get through them, I want to know how this happened with Patron. What made this tequila in a rock-looking bottle become the powerhouse that it became?
Because it's not delicious.
No, there's nothing exceptional.
It's not bad.
It's like the chick that we were just talking earlier about, oh, Tiny's got to have some finer friends. Well, Patron's kind of like Tiny.
I mean, no. This goes back...
No.
Old school Tiny?
That's disrespectful.
No, to Tiny or the Patron?
Disrespectful to Patron.
Where's...
It's disrespectful to Patron.
Mexico?
Agave leaf.
you disrespected a whole nation.
Fucking plant. Everything that came together to make Patron.
I just feel like Patron is something that is propped up a little bit higher than it should be.
I agree.
Which is why it's in this
class. But it's
not
Tiny propped up.
Is Tiny really propped up, though?
I think there was a time when people thought that
it was because she was a light-skinned chick. She was riding a light-skinned wave like Gina.
Gina's
attractive.
Gina was, well, to say Gina...
Tisha Kimball was attractive as when she was young.
Okay, so Patron is...
was helpful.
Okay, so...
Yes, she wasn't unattractive.
Okay, so then Patron is 702.
Oh, no, you tripping.
702? All them fine to me. I get up, look.
You are tripping.
The medium color system.
Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. 702 was a hot band with a bunch of chicks, bad chicks in it, but they went away. They went away.
They went away for marginal talent and a bunch of other factors.
Patron is a marginal tequila that looks good, but it shouldn't still be here. It shouldn't still be here. Patron costs way too much when you go out and try to buy
it now.
That's true. There should have been another tequila that came along and knocked it off, but we are propping it up in a class in which it really shouldn't be in. When we did this, I vouched hard for that to be in Hood Classics, but it just couldn't make it because there's so many other things we're going to get to in Hood Classics that belong
there. So is Moet basically Tony Braxton?
Yes, Moet is Tony Braxton. Yes.
That's a good analogy.
Yes, that's perfect because they both were relevant at the same time.
And Moet, everybody wanted their Moet bottle. Mm-hmm. Everybody wanted their Moet bottle. Mm-hmm. But now not so much. You know, it's like... If somebody got me, I'll take some Moet, but you don't think about the Moet.
Like, it'll be over there on the rack, and I'll be like, I got some Moet. No, all right, what else we got? Like, but in its day, Moet had a run. All these alcohols on here.
It probably had the best run of all the champagne.
All of these alcohols on this high class list had a run.
Yeah.
The best of all the champagne. It probably had the best run.
Because it's still.
They had a decade.
I mean, it's. Still gets run.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. If you go to buy a bottle service now, Moet is on the list.
Yeah, it's still getting ticked.
Like, it's still there. And a lot of these things have staying power. So I'm not here to knock the high class. I'm just here to put a little bit of a... Let's temper this a little bit when we're going out and we're trying to buy these things. Because, I mean, a bottle of Grand Marnier, is timeless.
Yeah.
Grand Marnier is timeless.
Yeah,
it is delicious as well. And you can use it in so many different ways. It is phenomenal. I had one of those 2 weeks ago right before I had that absolute... Limon, back to back.
That you aren't sure.
No, I'm pretty sure it was. I'll call Brandon and see what his tab said.
All right, so what you got? You want
to Corner Store Struggle?
Yeah, Corner Store Struggle. MD 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Cisco, Thunderbird, Boone's Farm, Four Loko, Hurricane, King Cobra, and Jack Daniel's Cooler, the Lynchburg Lemonade specifically.
Now, mind you, the prerequisites for the Corner Store Struggle were very easy. If you can walk into your local grocery store, also known as a corner store, which I grew up, and you can fit this into a single paper bag that's roughly the size of your forearm, it covers. It's corner store struggle. Because that is not good, but that's all you could afford at the moment. And you've adapted your body.
Or you're moving and you can't have something that's bigger and you want to be able to drink something.
Or you don't want to share it. So there's that as well.
That's true.
So all of these things are just for you. Not too many people are going to run up and ask for a cup of your Four Loko. But I don't know if I've ever even seen Four Loko outside the can. I think I've only seen it go directly from can into body.
Yeah, I've never seen it like that.
It might make glass explode if you pour the Four Loko on it. But anyway, though, I've had extensive experience with everything on this
list. Me too.
Everything.
Even the King Cobra.
Oh, King Cobra was the first thing I ever drank in my life.
Rip.
Yeah.
Cisco's the first thing I ever drank in my
Mine
life.
Mine is either Cisco or Mad Dog.
Mine is Cisco.
Mine was absolutely King Cobra. It was a tall can of King Cobra. It looked like Destro on the front of that thing. I was like, damn, Destro got a beer. I was wrong on two accounts. A, that was not Destro's, and B, that certainly was not beer. See, a lot of people don't know that line in between malt liquor and beer. We're going to get to that later.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
When we get to that, because King Cobra could have been in the beer and spirits malt liquor section, but the only place you're going to find a King Cobra is at the corner store.
Yeah, sure.
You're not going to find that at your regular grocery store.
You cannot go to Schnucks and find or to Walmart or Sam's Club and find a King
Cobra. I've never even seen a King Cobra delivered, even when you see like a beer truck delivered. I haven't even seen King Cobra delivered to a liquor store. It's almost like through the maybe it's through the bag of some dude.
I think like, they bring it in like that crate with the three X's on it. And like just drop it in there, like, crate it open, and then throw it away.
Like you said, you need three, right? All right, I got
it. So, all right, so MD 2020.
It's a lot of bad nights. That's a lot of bad nights for everybody.
That's
probably going to come out there.
That's Daryl from Soul Glow. If it doesn't come out the region, I have a problem with the whole tournament.
So is it pitted up?
It's pitted up against King Cobra.
Wow, King Cobra got the 8 seed over. I thought the Lynchburg Lemonades was going to get that 8 seed.
A lot of women.
Yeah, that's true.
The Lynchburg Lemonade was like a woman's show.
And that down-home punch.
That down-home punch was a woman's...
Chicks was drinking that stuff by the bolo.
Like what? They was getting cases of them. You would go to a party, and chicks had them by the caseload.
What's the absolute roughest alcohol on this list? Corner Store Struggle. Like, what's the thing you see and you just like, you know what, I'm taking the day off?
MD.
Really?
Yeah, I had some bad times with MD.
MD, man.
I'm gonna say Four Loko.
I was Four Loko too, but MD way more.
Four Loko makes me want to fight. Like it's either fight or have unprotected sex. Like,
something bad.
And while both of those things sound luxurious, they really necessarily aren't. Because then you gotta tell the kid it's not yours, and you gotta like, the whole thing. You gotta move to Utah. Or, like it brings the whole show full circle.
You gotta do the whole thing.
The whole show comes full circle because of Four Loko. I've never Boone's Farm just is gross to me. I don't want to drink that.
I can't say that it was gross. I can just say
it's too sweet for me. Yeah, I don't like sweet.
It didn't do. Actually, I can't even say it didn't do what it needed to do because, like, I didn't know too many dudes who were drinking it.
No,
so
absolutely not.
But we tried to mix it up and try to have some drink that women
because you go to the corner store and get something for your grandma too sometimes. Mm-hmm. I mean that store is for the community, it's for the community and the drug dealers. Mostly
so
the drug dealers.
So Cisco come out says you would have a problem. Cisco came out. Thunderbird too though, man.
I wouldn't have a problem.
Thunderbird's a sleeper too though.
I wouldn't have a problem with Cisco or Thunderbird. My problem, I can't say that in a second.
Okay, Thunderbird / Night Train. That was another thing we wanted.
We know that MD was like widespread across the board mass. It was juice for the masses. I feel like Cisco, like, was what you graduated from MD to, kind of. Mm-hmm. I think you got on MD first.
See, I got Cisco first.
See, I feel like most people, what'd you do, man? I feel like most people touch MD
first.
You
said King Cobra was his first.
Between those two. I had MD before.
Yeah, I feel like most people hit MD first, and I feel like everyone has had MD.
You know, everybody has a Cisco, I guarantee you.
Everyone has a Cisco.
That's a hood.
Like everybody has a hat though.
Yeah.
Everyone walking in America
has a MD 2020. That's real.
So I feel like it has to win that bracket.
It's a strong. I'm telling you what though, we've seen as the voting goes.
We've seen some upsets happen.
I mean, when the boundaries of these brackets begin to get broken, and we start to go into other, have these things pitted against each other, like. Hood classics pitted up against like
Corner Store Struggle and
against like High Class and stuff like that's gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough. But that's just a brutal bracket. I don't think I've had any of those things in this house. Like none of those things have ever been in this house. Now they have been in previous homes, but
but not those
in abundance in some cases. So what's the next one we got here?
Beers and spirits / malt liquor.
Yes, beer, spirits. It's important to ride the distinction between beers and malt liquor, too.
Mm-hmm.
A beer you can buy in multiples of six.
Malt liquor, 40.
Mm-hmm. 40 or...
Or tall
can. I feel like there's a tall cans for malt liquor, too.
Yeah. You can get a tall can of OE.
Yes, for malt liquor, you can only buy it in singular amounts. Oh, but yeah, beers, yeah, you can buy it in multiples of six. Yeah. That's the difference. That is the difference in how these things work for me. Now, spirits goes into that vague area of things like hood wine and things that you add in to take little shots of, but you would never drink a whole glass of it, that type of stuff. That's spirits to me. So this bracket here, I feel like, is for the culture, though. I feel like this one is, this is the type of thing where you, these a lot of these alcohols are ones where you get to the point where you say, I've never seen a white person drink that. Because they don't put this type of alcohol in the white community. So unless they was buying some drugs, or they had a lot of black friends.
That's the crazy shit. When I was in Ames for college, I got OE at the motherfucking regular liquor store down the street from Pam Campbell.
Yeah, I feel like white people drink.
White people fuck with OD and St. Ives.
There's a few things on here that
Mickey's are too.
There's a few things on here for white people drink Carlos.
I haven't seen any white people drink Carlo Rossi.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a white person drink. So what we got here in this bracket is, as you can hear, Carlo Rossi, Mickey's, Camo, St. Ives, Old English, Limeritas, Corona, and Peppermint Schnapps.
On the low?
I'd probably drink, I'd say on a rough estimate, I'd probably drink 250 Coronas a month.
On the low, don't sleep if Limerita come out of this.
I can see that.
Because a lot of women
drink that.
That's the Limerita is the new Jack Daniels cooler.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Like, what Jack Daniels cooler probably go out of style in the late 90s? Is that, mm-hmm. So this is basically the late 90s all over again.
And the only reason why I couldn't put Limeritas against Jack Daniels coolers like I wanted to is because there's no such thing as a corner store struggle for Limeritas. They are everywhere.
Yeah,
I don't know how Corona's in here. They are. It's the same way. I mean, everyone drinks Coronas.
Yeah, no, but Corona is for a little bit of slice of diversity in this list as well. Yeah. That's to cover our basis with a lot of things. Corona, it was either Corona or Heineken was going into that spot.
Okay, so Corona's the good. That's yeah. The
go. I would take Heineken. I mean, I would take Corona over Heineken 11 out of 10 times.
Yeah, that's the go.
Every go. But there's some punishment in this one, though.
I mean, this one, too.
Mickey's and Camo is rough.
Yes.
I mean, there ain't a good time in neither one of them. Carlos Rossi, however, is one of the great inventions of
the 20th century. The great E-40 made a song about it.
I have drank Carlos Rossi by the jug in full. Anytime I go to Columbia now, the younger brothers on my campus always have a jug of Carlos Rossi for mm-hmm. me to do. They mm-hmm. have it there for me. If I say I'm coming down, oh, you want us to go get you some Rossi? Yes, I do. Yes, because that's how Columbia tastes to me. Mm-hmm. When I'm there, I need some Carlos Rossi. In a big old cup with about 5 or 6 cubes of ice in it. Like, it breaks all wine rules because it's not really wine. Because it's not wine. It's Carlo Rossi.
It's a different category.
That's the complete difference, though. That is the difference there.
What is your drink, though, like, when you want to go back to Colombia, take me back, like, that was my shit.
Man, I was kind of highfalutin. I was highfalutin in college. So
At the beginning?
Man, my boys and I, you know, that little mini dorm fridge, we would just have, like, actually all the cats I'm being an A with this weekend, man, we would have, like, all these, like, all the, whatever drinks we could get and mix them all up and just put them in the refrigerator and get them.
Dude, that was some of the baddest ideas.
Yeah, but we weren't, like, on some bullshit, I don't think. I feel like we were definitely on Tanqueray.
Y'all need to get on Night Train and Thunderbird then?
I feel like we were past that.
See, we used to mix those together. Because
also, you gotta realize we're in
Night Train and Thunderbird together.
You gotta realize that in Colombia, they don't necessarily sell all that shit either.
Oh, like Thunderbird.
Like, it's that you can get it in a particular one, but you also at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you can find lots of MD in Colombia. Oh. Lots and lots and lots.
I mean, that's a favorite right now to win the whole thing.
How many flavors of MD have you had? How many flavors?
I remember green.
I've had the green and purple.
Green, red, and purple was all I remember. Oh. I don't know what the flavors were.
Oh, I had orange, too.
Oh, I had grape. I had orange. They had a blue, a blue one that came out.
They did have a blue one. You're right.
I remember the blue one.
There was a pink one that came out.
I remember.
The orange one. The orange one.
It was a blue raspberry, like the Canberra. What was the Kool-Aid berry that they came out with that was like hyping one time? The blue Kool-Aid. It basically tastes like that.
Yeah, it was like real bad. But the orange one was struggle to me. That was Orange Jubilee. That shit was gross. But there were two reds. There was banana red, and then there was the
with the tropical punch or whatever.
Yeah, some shit like that. Now banana red, I've drank more times than anything else in life. But I don't like to revisit that for obvious reasons.
Yeah, like, if I smell MD, even though I get bad.
Yeah, it's rough.
Because I remember throwing up type shit.
I drank one. Last time I had an MD, well, I had a little bit of an MD at his house. Somebody had something there.
Somebody was throwing it back that, like, at your father's party?
But mind you, this young man, he's going to put the bird.
No, but I have a space in my heart for MD, though. I don't have any sort of least of feelings toward Thunderbird. None at all. No, it's a car. It's damn near a car as far as I'm concerned. All right. But peppermint schnapps is on here, though. And them little corners of peppermint schnapps that you were stealing from your grandma and from your aunties and them
will
heat your ass up as a youngster.
Peppermint schnapps, yeah.
Peppermint schnapps deserves a spot here. Yeah. It deserves a spot.
Cleans your palate at the end of the night.
But I'll tell you what, if I picked anything out of this, Carlo Rossi obviously would be my favorite.
It's an eight ball
of Old English.
Yeah, I'm gonna say OE is
Old English.
I think OE is probably my favorite to come out of this.
OE is a big time player. I mean, there's a lot of things I love here. I love Corona. I still drink Corona over most beers now if I can. Carlo Rossi is might as well be my little brother. I mean, shit, Old English. Hey,
you know, it's funny, D. So I started off, I never had beer. So, like, you know, I've been drinking forever. Yeah, never had beer.
You never a beer guy?
So Trent and I are rolling through KC, and he stops at the corner store off of Gregory. And he's like, I'm about to run in there and get some St. Ives special brew.
Nigga, you know, I've been trying to have a special brew party. I bought a Kratos. Yes.
So he goes.
You still have this?
Yeah. I just bought it. I'm trying to do a special brew party. It's 50 of them too.
So he runs.
I got a crate on my leg. He's like, "What the fuck is this? You came to the crib?" Then I came like in a crate, dog. I'm like, "Hey, it's the special brew."
I'll come to that party.
That's the special brew party. Trump
lied too. Goes in, comes out with these two special brew, whatever, the little zigzag, you know, whatever. I'm like, man, what is this bullshit? And he's like, man, try it. Because I've been saying all the time, I fucking don't like beer. And I never had beer. I just didn't like the shit. I like liquor. So I was like, nah. He might be a senior in high school. I'm a junior. Something like that. So it comes out. I don't know what the flavors were. I drank this shit. And I'm like, you know, this is pretty fucking delicious.
That's special brew.
This is a tasty fucking beverage. That's
exactly that what special the brew was a bitch, boy.
That shit was good, man.
That special brew was good, man.
I'm coming to your party.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I mean, I'll be there.
You think it's going to be some point. I'm like, yo, like, if you just BYOB unless you want special brew.
I'll bring like a milk crate of Alizé or something. Like
only West Coast songs.
I'm going to write Night Train just to prove a point at the end of the night.
You're not even going to show it until the end. Like, you're going to have it. Like,
I'm going to be able to look. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to be like, it's time. I'm gonna record that.
But it's even funny though. I didn't know how many spots you went to before you actually found that Night Train. No, too.
Right. Yeah.
Like how many spots you had to hit before you found?
Go on Page to Robinson Liquors right by my mama house on right in you and Page in Pennsylvania.
Oh shit!
They got it right over there. I can find everything on this list if we really want to put it on there.
Like a scavenger hunt.
I can get all of this shit. Yeah. I mean, this shit probably wouldn't cost much more than about $45 total to buy everything in these last three sections.
All right, this last one, I call this the one, the Group of Death.
This is the Hood Classics, man.
Yeah, this is the Group of Death, man. Hennessy, Martell, Paul Masson, Hypnotic, Alizé, Seagram's, Moscato, and E&J.
It just gets no more hood than that.
Yeah, I mean, all of those.
And you see we slipped the Moscato in there for a hood drink.
No, Moscato, you know.
It wasn't a hood drink, but it became
Moscato
one.
Like, Moscato first came out, and it was cool. And then, like...
All the Hood Chicks got
a hold of it. Yeah, Hood Chicks got a hold of it. And they just... Actually, Hood Chicks and dudes who wanted to
like drink with hood chicks and like make them feel.
And dudes that want to take a shortcut to get into the action, and they couldn't game them into it, so they just bought a bunch of bullshit wine that chicks could drink all night. And then they get drunk and they end up maybe getting some ass.
Right, maybe falling.
That's like Ciroc. Ciroc is a maybe. I mean, not Ciroc. I mean, Moscato is a maybe ass alcohol because you gotta
fill them up.
She might not be drunk 3 bottles later because this bullshit is terrible.
But it's tasty for her.
That's now I hate what's happened to Moscato because in the appropriate situations for me to drink a Moscato, I don't want to order it now.
Nah, you shouldn't. Not around.
Not around you myself. When I'm in here by myself in the house, I can't drink it because I feel...
You can't even have yourself even think.
Yeah, I couldn't go out to dinner with myself and order it because I'm going to be like, what are you doing? Like, are you a thought?
Yeah. Do white people know that black people took Moscato over them?
White people are aware of most things.
Yeah, they are. They know.
You think they're aware of that?
Well, they know, but they'll still get around one another and order it. But they know.
But they know that black people took it.
So, yeah.
I feel like Hennessy is a juggernaut coming out of this, though.
I do, too.
I feel like
if you're going to do Martell, you might as well do Hennessy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Hennessy is the best.
Parmesan and Martell shouldn't be a contest, but old niggas love Parmesan.
Parmesan is the last time I completely earled and I nosed off the liquor was Parmesan after a Spades game, talking shit to the Alphas before I was a bruh.
Damn. That's why I took you to what?
Like, I'm strict alcohol. Yeah, no, I don't drink my alcohol. I mean, it's not like a badge. I mean, it's just whatever. But Parmesan, yeah, that's what did it, man. I started drinking that shit. I can't drink it. Like, I can't even.
Can you fall?
Yeah.
You can't even smell it because it takes bring you back to memory.
That was a bad time, boy.
Hypnotic is a sleeper though. That's why we put it in the 8 seed. Because Hypnotic had a hell of a run. The run it did.
Listen, I like Hypnotic being an 8 seed here simply just because I want to see it go head up with Hennessy.
Yeah.
That's intriguing to me. I don't want for that to mess around and not happen later on in the bracket.
I used to fuck with them Incredible Hulks. I ain't gonna front. Because when I lived in New York when they first start popping though, they were like before the hood got it. It was an uppity drink though.
But y'all saying Hypnotic is favorite over Alizé?
No.
You just want to see it.
No, Hypnotic is taking on Hennessy in the first round. Basically, Incredible Hulk is taking on itself in the first round.
But I'm saying Incredible Hulk was like a big... I remember it was only white people I knew that drank Incredible Hulks.
It sounds like some white people shit to get started with.
But no, it became a black drink though at some point.
Clearly it became a black drink.
But at first, I was like only seeing white people, like white bartenders, was like that was like the top notch drink.
Listen, there's been two things in my life that I've seen the black community take to as much as it did is love for Hypnotic and Barack Obama. I have never seen Nouveau. The black community go. No, Nouveau nah, followed Nouveau in Nouveau the Nouveau wake.
You think hard, anybody get a better
no, Nouveau, Nouveau didn't touch with Hypnotic.
Hypnotic was big. Yeah.
Hypnotic was in a whole nother stratosphere. Yeah, I mean, it was the new age. Obama and Hypnotic. That's it. I've never seen, if they could come together and find a way to synthesize the happiness that Hypnotic gave brothers in the early 2000s and what Obama ended up 2010, 2011 range with, we would figure out how to get everything accomplished in the community.
Is Hypnotic Greg Oden?
No.
Because he had a little bit of
money. Hypnotic had success.
Hypnotic had a long run.
Hypnotic had championships. He did everything.
So who would it be?
Hypnotic.
Somebody in period.
Like a basketball player?
Or no, somebody in general. Who would Hypnotic be? 50 Cent?
As a Hypnotic personified?
That's not bad. 50 Cent's not bad. Because it's still relevant.
Hypnotic is Allen Iverson.
Nah.
It is for the hood. If... changed the way the cats was going about their business for a while, but then it was done. But then it was over.
And it changed up the whole league because.
But people still look back at it finally like, damn, them was some good days back when motherfuckers was drinking Hypnotic because cats was ordering Hypnotic, chicks was ordering Hypnotic. It was
everywhere.
It was incredible what was going on. I was like, damn, this shit then took over. I started drinking it for a minute.
Yeah, I was drinking.
And I was like,
my senior in college.
I was like, man. Then I was like, man, this is like some fucking MD with some vodka in it. I don't want this shit. This will make me feel terrible. And it was never good.
No, it was never good.
There was never anything good about Hypnotic. But for the pure mass appeal that it had to fight through that. You know, chicks don't be wanting to drink stuff that don't taste good to them. Mm-hmm. They was fucking Hypnotic up. They was fucking it up. Cass was paying $200 a bottle for Hypnotic in the club. Hypnotic. Like, Hypnotic is on another level. But Hennessy is the alcohol I understand the least of any alcohol, period. Because I don't fucking like Hennessy. It makes me feel like I want to fight every time I drink it.
Black people have a historical thing with Hennessy, right?
What?
Black people have a historical thing with Hennessy. That was like the first alcohol that black bars could buy directly.
That's phenomenal. But
like, that's one of the first ones. That's and Cadillac as well. Black people say Cadillac too. It's the same way. Because before, black people had like a little white broker that would have to go in and get your beer or your wines or whatever. You had to have. Mm-hmm. Hennessy was the first one to be like, well, fuck that. We gonna, even though we still gonna charge more than what we charge white people, but they still be cheaper than you going through this broker getting 10-15% markup.
But Hennessy was the first one to realize that they need to just exploit the black community at some point.
Yeah.
I would say they're still doing it.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. There's an alcohol at the bottom.
Have you met a white person that drank Hennessy before?
Yeah, I know a lot of old white people that
do. I don't think I have.
I've never heard a white person order Hennessy.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, I have. I have. They drink French Connections and shit like that. I've seen them do it before.
No, I'm talking about just straight Hennessy.
No, I've seen it before. It's okay. Few and far in between, but I mean, I've seen it before. Now, there's something at the bottom of this list that has a very specific niche.
E&J.
Erkin Jerk
is brandy, if I'm
correct. Yes, it's very the lowest you can get.
Niggas be drinking brandy.
Parmesan is brandy.
I know, but Parmesan, you don't really see... Cats is like 17, 18 drinking Parmesan.
Except for when I threw up.
like I'm gonna tell you what, E&J was the first real alcohol I drank. King Cobra was the first alcohol I drank. E&J was next. Was the first real alcohol I drank.
Erkin Jerk.
I was like, man, this is rough. They all do this. Is this how the game usually go down? And
I mean, Secret Gin is gonna have a run too, though. They're bumpy face.
Oh. I think Bumpy Face could fuck around and be a surprise winner.
No, no. Shit, Snoop made a whole song about it.
Bumpy Face is, hey, I'll drink some Bumpy Face now. I got some right there. There's a damn bottle of Bumpy Face right there. Matter of fact,
shit. Yeah, a bottle of Bumpy Face in there.
I
can't fuck with Bumpy
Face. I must admit that I do not recall a time.
You never drank Bumpy Face?
Oh, no, I've definitely had Bumpy Face before, but I don't recall a time since I've lived here that I have... had hands on that bottle.
I haven't had, man. That was one of my baddest nights with Secret Gin.
I've drank a lot of this. I mean, I've drank a lot of this. Not just this bottle here. I've drank a lot of this in my time. A lot of it.
I think between that and Tanqueray, my choice is Tanqueray, so I just always end up grabbing Tanqueray.
I like gin, period, though. Like, so I'll drink it, whatever it is. I mean, I don't really care. I just like gin. So this one, for me, for a... it's not bottom shelf, but just kind of a regular level liquor. This one isn't bad. It isn't bad for a regular rail kind of standard liquor. I would not be surprised to see. Damn, the only problem that Seagram's is going to have on this list is that it might have to see Alizé. That it might have to see Alizé in the second round. And if the Kansas City contingent listens to this show and gets the vote,
obviously.
We want a party against a radio station because we was giving
So Alizé was that big in KC?
Dog. So we had a cooler. We threw a party at this little apartment complex clubhouse. We had this cooler. Main Trent had this cooler of one of those water coolers of Alizé and Sprite.
So y'all mixed it all in one big old.
Church brother took like all these
and put it in a water cooler. Something.
He took all these things, all their bottles, poured them up, dumped a bunch of Sprite in there. So that's the only alcohol we had at the party. Like,
shit.
Some of them, but we were selling them, you remember when you were a little kid with little Dixie cups?
Yeah.
Every Dixie cup was $1. So we just running through packets and packets of Dixie cups, dog. And these chicks is walking around looking crazy with Dixie cups, just drinking them, standing in line. Line keeps rotating. I mean, dog, if I would say... If KC casts a vote on this, Alizé is gonna be. It's gonna be.
We have to brew. We're bringing cities and a nation together.
Because East Coast cats are probably definitely gonna be in on Hennessy, and then you got West Coast cats are probably that sequence that Bumpy Face is big.
Like if I had to speak for St. Louis, at least my portion of St. Louis on each one of these brackets here. If I went back to high class, I'd probably have to say, well, I ain't a whole lot of cats drinking a lot of shit on here from over here. But if I had to say, I'd say Ciroc would win on St. Louis on the high class. Now, the corner store struggle, I would say MD 2020 would win out of that. My hope with this is that people don't stay away from things that have given them a bad time. Vote for whatever it is that you go for, wherever your heart moves you. Out of the beer, spirits, and malt liquor, probably 8-Ball, man. Cats love 8-Ball, dog. Mm-hmm. I seen a cat with an 8-Ball shirt on at the barbecue I was at the other day. And then Hood Classic Hennessy. I don't even have to look at it. That's what I would guess that the precincts reporting out of St. Louis are going to bring.
I think Hennessy can come out of KC too, though.
That Alexander Seagram's is
That could be a potentially a second round to remember right there.
I've seen in previously in the Jericho tournament, them 2-3 seeds ended up going to the, like they battled there and it's like people fit like got a line with one liquor. I mean not one liquor, one curl. Like I'm gonna ride with that dude all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of who he with, I'm with Stoney Jackson the whole way.
So let's go back here then to this high class. What's a sleeper that we? I mean, who do we? What do we think is winning?
A sleeper.
What do we think is going to win high class?
I mean high class is
probably Ciroc. Ciroc. It's the name that everyone recognizes, but I can see Tanqueray.
But we forget Cristal. Cristal was popping for a while.
Yeah, but
I'm gonna say Patron's gonna win that.
Yeah,
because there's some chicks that like tequila. And it will go for that Patron. I'm going to say Patron is that. With an upset bid going to
Bacardi over Morton.
Somebody that's underneath a 5 seed. With a five seed and lower that could pull it out and get it done.
Tanqueray?
I'll say Tanqueray.
Yeah, Tanqueray. I could see Tanqueray getting some steam together. It's going to have to get over Patron in the first round, though. No, it won't. We have to get over Grand Marnier in the first round. And I can see that coming just because
You think Martel can get over E&J?
So we're going back to the...
For the Hood Classic, you saying a seed?
A five and below seed in the Hood Classics?
Yeah.
Is Hypnotic really an 8? That's got to be the juggernaut to be the upset bid. If Hypnotic can beat Hennessy, it can go the whole way.
It can go the whole way.
If Hypnotic can beat Hennessy, it can go the whole way.
That's how Stoney Jackson was. He was knocking out everybody. He knocked out what's the dude? He knocked out before Daryl. He knocked out
Stop it.
Sexual Chocolate. He's like, shit. He's not called Sexual Chocolate. This is nothing left. And shit, Eric Dickerson was the same way. He knocked out Pedro. He knocked out.
I don't believe in that still to this day.
You don't think Eric Dickerson knocked it? Eric Dickerson curl was amazing.
Pedro Martinez has a curl on a Hall of Fame plaque.
He still has a curl today.
Yes, he went into the Hall of Fame with a curl.
Goggles, though. So, under a helmet, it was fresh.
So I pick Hennessy to come out of Hood Classics, but I think that if Hypnotic can beat it in the first round. It's going to be a run.
That's your VCU right there.
That's going to be Butler taking the last second shot against Duke if they pull that out. Corner store struggle. I mean, the favorite, I think, is MD. I mean, I feel like MD could maybe have the biggest margin of victory.
That's the only one that I feel is going to be like a... They're going to walk away.
Could Jack Daniels upset Cisco, though?
Yeah.
If the woman contingent gets together.
I can see that, but then Jack Daniels gets destroyed by MD if it goes head up against that.
Yeah.
I mean, it just gets pumped. MD basically personifies the corner store. The only thing that says more for the corner store than that is freeze pops, big ass bags of ice, and dope.
Now and laters.
And quarter chips. Pickles. Mm-hmm. And incense sticks. And Black and Miles.
Yeah.
So the final one that's it. That's all of it. Yeah. That's the whole thing. I'm excited to see how this
beer
plays
and spirit. Out. So beer and spirits. In that one.
Yeah. Beer and
spirits. You got Carlos Rossi coming as a 3 seed, so that's somewhat of an upset.
Well, it could easily beat Corona and Mickey's in the second round. Actually, I expect it to beat Corona and Mickey's in the second round. I mean, if Carlos Rossi loses to Pepin and Schnapps in the first round,
that'd be a problem.
I'm going to court. I'm filing an injunction. We're pulling those ballots back. I want to see how everybody voted. I want to see IP addresses. I want to see everything.
So, Mickey, you think Mickey's can pull the upset over Corona?
I don't.
That'd be tough. That would be tough. They'd have to have a lot of OGs voting in the study. They'd
have to work out. Then we find our demographic is a lot more older than we thought.
Now, my dean used to drink a 40 of Mickey's a week. Maybe two. Yeah, I seen him drink two of one night one time. He drank 80 ounces of Mickey's one night. Damn. And he's like 160 pounds.
That's a lot on it.
Yeah, he was the first guy I saw punishing that. Does Camo have any shot to take out OD in the first round?
No. No chance in him.
Zero.
No chance in him.
Okay.
Okay. You might as well just write St. Isaac to the next round.
I would like to see Four Loko get a shot at MD. I'd like to see it. Because both have caused a lot of tragedy in a lot of people's lives. I wish there could have been a room for this. This is outside of the bracket, so we'll tell y'all where to go to vote for that again when we wrap the show up. I wish there could have been a place for my personal poison to go in this, and that's the Kraken. I won't drink that shit no
you
more.
You say you won't?
No. No. No.
Bad times?
Oh, man. Bad times. Bad, the worst times. Because I drink it, and it's like, sometimes you drink some things, and you'd be like, oh, I'm going to be fucked up later on, but fuck it, it's started now. I drink that Kraken, and it just starts spreading in my chest. like 5 seconds after I put it in me, I'm just like, oh. Like, it's like I just walked in and seen my girl just getting ham boned, like Boogie Night style. Like, close the door on your way out. Like, oh, like my heart has like gotten swallowed up by that Kraken. I hate it. I won't be drinking that unless they want to sponsor the show.
Kraken's back on the books. All right, let's get it, wrap it up. Brandon, let everybody know where to get you up, as always.
ClashContent.com. That's where you email me. Where I ignore half of them, but I still get them. So
did you check the Twitter and Facebook and all that?
Nah, man, I don't think I do too much on Twitter other than put some stuff out on Facebook. I mean, yeah, they got people to
do that for you.
Yeah, comment and
battle
whoever and email us individually talking nonsense.
Oh, people emailing all.
Oh my God, yes, dude, about everything as if like I write.
Has anybody got mad about the Rumpers post?
Nah, I only got three emails about that. And all it was basically like, you know, shit's funny.
BG was listening to that not the other day and texted me and was like, y'all are fucking insane. And then I decided to let him know that, yeah, so I was up to Chicago like three weeks ago, I was in Chicago. And I said, yeah, dog, while we was at this one spot, there was a dude that walked right behind you in a romper. And, like, I didn't want to alert you or, like, alarm you and, like, scare you. If you, like, you know, like, this dude's right behind you in a romper right now. So he's like, oh, man, that's probably for the best. I don't know how I would have handled it. I was like, I know. I didn't think that would work out well. So it was something to behold in person, though.
Matt, next week I'm going to give you my idea for next tournament, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it.
Okay. Matt, where everybody hit your bet?
Find me on Twitter at CheapSeatFan. Find me on Facebook, underneath my name. You can maybe request me as a friend. I might check that one day.
Yeah. Send you a message, too, probably. Honey. Probably gets, that's what I told you.
Go to the Straight Out Low Cash feed. I'll see everything there. Hit me up there and see what's good.
Make sure you email us, straightolc@gmail.com. This, the link for the brackets will be in the show notes. You can check that out and vote. Let's start the morning, voting on Monday. Because I'm going to put this out tomorrow, so we give it a fresh...
Okay.
Start. So Monday, you'll be at a vote.
Wow, tomorrow's Friday, huh?
Yeah.
Man, what is this week? Fuck holidays.
I know, right?
They dope. Before we go, I feel like every holiday should be on a Tuesday, because Tuesday is the most worthless day of the week.
Fair enough.
There's no purpose for Tuesday to exist. It's not a Monday, it's not a hump day, and it's not the end of the week. It just prolongs your suffering.
You can take Monday off.
And you already at the middle of the week.
Yeah, that's true.
Tuesday shouldn't exist unless there's a holiday, and then it gives you an extra day of the week.
Tuesday after your 5 day, the most work is done at work, probably, huh?
Well, that would defeat Matt.
Yeah, but I'm saying statistically, probably Tuesday is probably the best day.
Not for me.
All right, yeah, make sure you hit us up, Straight OC on Twitter, Straight Out Low Cast fan page on Facebook. We appreciate it as always. Peace.